You Can't Make It Up, show number 256 for September 9th, 2013. Another Monday. Another Monday.
And a belated happy 5774.
Oh, yes, you're right. It is the Jewish New Year.
It is, yes. I rushed my Shoshanas the other day and...
5,774. That's a lot of calendars.
It is. You know, I have a Cubs calendar from the early 1000s.
They've had as good a record.
They did. They haven't won since.
Underneath us is indie pop rocker Oliver James from Short Hills, New Jersey. Not Short Straw, but Short Hills, yes. And that tune, Running Back, is off his new album, Chasing the Sun. And about that new record, James says, quote, I called it Chasing the Sun because you simply can never catch the sun, and if you could, you'd melt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well.
You wouldn't be around to know it, but... And so he continues, the metaphor represents hopes, dreams, decisions, and ramifications. Oliver James, like many of the independent music artists we spotlight here on You Can't Make It Up, he came to us by way of Ariel Hyatt and Cyber PR in New York City. So if you're an artist looking to create some serious buzz around your music, well, you might want to check him out. They're at cyberprmusic.com.
Now, you said he came to us. Does he know that?
Well,
did he do it voluntarily?
He does know it because we have to put him back in that same limo and let him. You Can't Make It Up is the name of the show, and that's Ken. He's in Connecticut. I'm the other Ken. I'm usually somewhere. We do this show every Monday because mankind's capacity for stupidity is limitless. You know that. You commit some of it yourself, and that's how we do this show.
Well, you know, you and I do it for sure.
You know, you got to remind me. The show originates at 2kenscomedy.com. Email us if you so dare. Feedback at 2kenscomedy.com. You may also follow us on Twitter at 2kens. And you know, Ken, I've been giving some thought recently to all this technology that we have in our lives today and what people are addicted to. And I'm beginning to think that it comes with stupidity built in.
Well, yes, it's not a bug, it's a feature.
Is that what you kind of want to talk about today?
Well, in a way, but I think the stupidity lies not with the technology, but with the users.
We have seen the enemy and they are us.
Because, thank you, Pogo. It's time for another trip down to the IT help desk.
Hello, IT help desk. Is it plugged in? Are you plugged in?
Well, there you go.
With this key, friend.
Mr. Franklin, your kite is going to be struck by lightning.
Oh, really?
Just when you thought you'd have the dumbest IT help calls, along comes another batch.
Oh, goody. I love these.
Courtesy of the folks at Robert Half Technology. They're an IT headhunting firm. You may have heard of them, right?
Yes.
Well, they surveyed a bunch of chief information officers at companies across the country, asked them, well, what are some of the stupidest help questions you guys have ever gotten? I mean, I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm.
So here are a few. You ready?
Yep, go.
Here's one. Why isn't my wireless mouse connected to my computer? What do you tell a person like that?
Find the wire.
Here's a question that came into the help desk from a user I think really needs a mouse in the worst way. He asked the help desk, can you arrange my keyboard alphabetically?
Yeah. QWERTY.
Now, this one, I'm speculating, might be a call from a stupid criminal to the help desk.
Because
here's the question. We're not making these up. Can I use my computer to open the bank safe?
Probably. But when you do, there'll be another help desk person inside.
Yes. In a slightly similar vein, this caller asked, or said, my daughter is locked in the bathroom. Can you pick the lock for me?
At the IT help desk. I'm sorry, sir. We don't yet have that capacity.
Yeah. We don't make house calls.
Yeah.
Now, here's one that could well have come from an old X-Files fan. Here's the question to the help desk. Where can I get software to track UFOs?
Look, Dave, I can see you're really upset about this.
Out there.
Now, this one, I'm not sure what to make of this kind of user. Maybe he's just a slacker. Call the help desk to say, I want to stop receiving emails on Fridays. How do I do that?
Don't work Fridays.
Exactly. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that were the answer. And finally, and one can only imagine what the help desk expert had to say for an answer, here was the question from the caller. Can you reset the internet for me?
Yeah, as soon as we find where it starts.
Can you set it on go? You know, just when you think you've heard it all.
I know. The IT help desk.
The gift that keeps on, you know, giving.
I think I can help that.
All right.
I think I can top that, too. I found two technology-addicted items. First of all, there's an app out there for those of you seeking a PhD in helicopter parenting.
Ah.
You want to get really good at it? We'll show you how.
Okay.
Also, a web service for males who are too lazy or just plain too stupid to woo a woman properly.
Which would mean most males.
Yeah, now you same-sex couples, you're on your own, apparently.
All right.
First of all, for you parents who wring your hands and tear your hair and pace wondering, where's my kid's school bus? Where is it? Yes, we know you've nothing better to do at 7 in the morning or 2 in the afternoon than call the principal's office every 4 minutes.
Oh, good.
So you're asking, why hasn't someone developed an app so you can check your smartphone every 2 minutes? You do it anyway, admit it.
Let me guess.
There's an app for that.
An app for that.
Somebody has. Oh, yeah. Now, it's only available to parents in Boston for now.
Yeah.
Last year, they tested several hundred families in Beantown, and there is a site that is live now as the school year is underway. And the way it works is this. You pull out your iPhone or your Android smartphone and call up a Boston Public School website where you will find the exact location of the bus so you can estimate its arrival time. How cool is that?
Well,
I have a better question.
Mm-hmm.
How totally useless is that? Now, you know the bus ain't going to be anywhere near where, much less when, you calculated it to be. Now, best of all, you helicopter moms and dads, if you wish, you can track 33,000 kids who ride a Boston Public School bus, regardless of whether it is headed for a city-run school, an independent charter school, or a private school. Now, here's what we want at You Can't Make It Up.
Oh, tell me.
Get back to us. Let us know how that's working out for you.
Yes. Can I just say,
yes,
to all you helicopter parents, I don't think that's what Da Vinci or Sikorsky had in mind. I'm just saying.
That's that law firm, Da Vinci and Sikorsky. Now, the other piece of tech I found is a web service called Romeo Delivers.
Ah, okay.
They're over at RomeoDelivers.com. Now, don't cheat. Don't go over and look.
No.
This is a service for truly lazy lovers.
Again, most of the male population.
Or males just too damn dense to figure out how to win the heart of, well, anyone. Look, you've already blown a day's pay joining one of those so-called so desperate I'll take whatever you got match deals, right?
Yep.
So now you've found each other. What's a few more bucks to keep her interested? Let's visit the site that will help you do that. The front page says it all. Even if what you've got going for you is nothing, bozo.
Yeah, fine. Very nice.
It says, each month receive a uniquely themed toolkit to provide your sweet love muffin with a month's worth of surprises that will keep her on her toes and you on her mind. Now, it says it works in three simple steps. First, dare to be debonair. With a monthly dose of old-fashioned charm, we'll deliver it to your door. Things you can say to her, things you can do for her, because you have no mind of your own, right?
Okay.
Then bestow upon her gifts of romantic grandeur that will melt her heart all over again.
Huh.
Let's take a sneak peek at some of those gifts, okay?
No.
So you go to this page. They're going to give you what they call BAM notes. These are stick-up notes that have BAM messages that you're thinking of her. It includes four uniquely designed sticky notes. So there's one. Gift number two, a token of your love, good for one free kiss or two or three or four. Three, this is actually something she can use. It's lip butter. After all, lips were meant for kissing.
Yes, thank you.
And four, they've got some tags, pop-up tags. You get a little something for her, you attach the tag provided. This month's suggestion, a flower, any flower. Pick it yourself, purchase it, includes a gift tag. Yeah, and now the third step, it says, she swoons, overwhelmed by the sincerity of your monthly gestures, and by golly, you live happily ever after, if you like lip butter, I suppose.
No, please.
Now, Romeo Delivers also comes with a guarantee. Ready?
All right.
It says, our promise, 60% of the time, it works every time.
Let me do the math on that one.
Yeah.
Boy, how dumb can you be?
Now, just... there are two levels. You can choose different packages, two different packages. If you want to be the longtime lover, 1 year, $100.
Oh.
Annual membership, you save you $20. Good work. Women love a fiscally responsible fella, is what it says.
Yeah, right.
However, if you're not sure how long you want to commit, like most of us, the part-time lover package is for you, Bozo. $10 a month. And it says, all right, so you're unsure about jumping into another long-term relationship. We get it.
Yeah. Oh, good Lord.
RomeoDelivers.com.
I'm still stuck in this thing of BAM notes.
Yeah, BAM notes.
Kind of an unfortunate name, wouldn't you think?
I think so.
Wham, bam,
wham,
you know,
wham, bam, I haven't got another clue, ma'am.
Right.
You know, how stupid do you have to be that you go over to Romeo Delivers? Do you need them to, you know, why don't they just do the wooing for you?
Or why don't they just, you know, sell themselves to stupid.com?
There you go.
Right.
Did you save a moment of duh for us today?
It's interesting. I did, and it almost qualifies as a moment of smart, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of depends on your perspective on how this guy did.
This is normally our stupid criminal segment.
Yeah, and it is. And But you know what I think it really is? I hate to intrude on your regular turf.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would call this one of those nice try bozo deals.
Nice try bozo.
Anyway, this is a guy who came up with a unique way, I think, of talking himself out of a possible DUI arrest.
That's a good one.
Now, the guy in question is Jose Garcia Jr. from your favorite state, New Jersey.
New Jersey.
Newark. He's having kind of a bad day. He was driving along Route 10 in the East Hanover, Jersey area while downing a fair amount of Jack Daniels.
Well, that'll do it.
Now, there was actually a witness along the street there that saw him drinking and phoned the police and say, hey, there's a guy driving, he's drinking, you know. Come by. So the cops followed up on the lead. They found the guy's car parked in a parking lot at a place called Funplex. You know what it is? It's like a...
No idea.
Like a mini amusement park.
Okay.
You know.
So let's see. We've got Jose with Jack and
yes.
Funplex. Okay.
Okay. Now...
Nothing can go wrong there.
Cops get to the parking lot. They see the guy's car. It's a Hyundai Sonata. And they go up to the car and they see Mr. Garcia in the driver's seat. They see an empty bottle of Jack Daniels on the passenger seat, and they see his daughter without a seatbelt in the rear seat.
Yes, the clues are mounting.
So, they're about to go through the, you know, read your rights and the rest and all that kind of stuff.
Right there in front of Funplex.
Now, Mr. Garcia tried to talk his way out of it, and he offered this brilliant defense, and I got to give him some props.
Yeah.
It's something I had not thought of when it comes to DWI. Now, he admitted to drinking from the bottle of Jack Daniels.
Sure.
Kind of hard to get around that one.
Right.
But he claimed... He was not driving while intoxicated because he said he only drank from the bottle when the car was stopped at a red light. So he wasn't technically driving while drinking.
So he wasn't technically driving.
He stopped.
He stopped a lot. The bottle was empty.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the charge, officer?
Drinking while stopped.
You know, I give him credit, you know.
Did he get off?
No.
No, okay.
Duh.
Nice try.
Nice try,
yeah.
Bozo.
And the daughter?
Well, I didn't go that far. The story didn't carry.
Okay. At least wear your seatbelt if you're going to ride with your drunk dad.
One can only hope she slept through the whole thing.
Yeah.
Dad?
Oh. It's Suicide Prevention Month, and the reason we bring that up, the Veterans Administration is getting involved. This September, they want to connect a veteran with the Veterans Crisis Line. We've given you that phone number again and again on this show, and it is 1-800-273-8255, and then you press 1. 1-800-273-8255. Why are we connecting veterans with Suicide Prevention Month? Just this. According to the VA, they estimate an average 22 veterans take their own lives every day.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
22 a day. Yeah. And according to Eric Shinseki, who is the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs, since its inception, that crisis line number I just gave you has helped to stop 30,000 suicides in progress. The figure is staggering.
Get the number again.
30,000 suicides stopped in progress by that crisis line. 1-800-273-8255. This is absolutely confidential. No one's going to know you called the line. All they're going to do is help you with whatever you're going through.
Oh, there you go. Now, even if you don't need it, tell someone you think who does need it.
There you go. On our way out, New Jersey's Oliver James with a song he wrote to pay homage to men and women in the armed services, those who may still be in harm's way. It's a cry and a plea for every one of you to come home safely. His message, a simple one, keep breathing.
And stay out of East Hanover.
Yeah. And don't drive while jacked.
Jose?
And Ken and I, if we're still able, we'll see you next week. It's never stopped us before.
Keep breathing. Keep breathing. Don't leave us now, we need you so. There's a little girl that wants you home. Keep breathing.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, 2canscomedy.com.
But he makes no sound. Another man in another world, breaking down from the weight of war. Keep breathing.
Keep breathing.
Keep breathing. There are many here that love you so. We're never gonna let you go. Keep breathing. Remember how it feels to hold you so. And I just have to let you know I'm reeling. So won't you please come home? I'm never gonna let you go. I need you right here by my side. It's for you that we sing this song. Remember, no man is left behind. Keep breathing.
Keep breathing.
Keep breathing. Don't leave us now, we need you so. There's a little girl that wants you home. Keep breathing. There are many here that love you so. We're never gonna let you go. Keep breathing.